The next patient is Lorraine Vincent. The last name is V-I-N-C-E-N-T. First name, Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old. White female, a patient of Dr. Nguyen, W-I-N, and Dr. Lim, L-I-M, who is referred to this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Period. The patient has a long-standing history of diabetes mellitus that has been out of control with the hemoglobin A1C averaging between 8 and 9% most of the time. The patient was recently changed in the prescription. She has been prescribed Basaglar KwikPen, and despite of the recent changes, the blood sugar is still out of control. This might be playing a role in the etiology for CKD. Another component is the cardiorenal syndrome. This patient has a dilated cardiomyopathy that has been treated aggressively at the congestive heart failure clinic. This patient is following all the recommendations, low sodium, and fluid restriction. She doesn't have any evidence of edema. And this this cardiorenal syndrome could be playing a major role in the CKD stage 3B. This patient has a history of a severe obesity. She has lost significant amount of body weight. She is down to 174 pounds when she was more than 250. Period. The recommendations at this point is the evaluation for the deterioration of the kidney function. We are going to establish the urinalysis, evaluate the activity of the urinary sediment, and check the protein creatinine ratio. And the possibility of treating the patient with the SGLT2 inhibitors and or the administration of mineralocorticoid inhibitors. The patient is already on spironolactone. However, we could consider switching her to finerenone. Number two, the patient has dilated cardiomyopathy. Number three, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. In this particular case, it's a major concern, and for that reason, we are going to recommend a continuous glucose monitoring in order to improve the blood sugar control. Following number, anemia, that is most likely associated to the above. Number three, hyperlipidemia under control. Number four, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypomagnesemia that is under therapy. Following number, coronary artery disease that is stable. we are going to order the chronic renal failure workup, and we reevaluate the case in a month.